Mark Haynes, one of CNBC's most visible and popular anchors, died suddenly last night at age 65. He helped turn the network into one of the country's leading business news outlets. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, Haynes was a seasoned observer of the business world, known for sometimes clashing with his guests.
Mark Haynes was already a broadcast veteran when he came to CNBC. He stayed for 22 years, most recently as co-anchor of Squawk on the Street, which was broadcast from the New York Stock Exchange. Haynes had a genuine presence on the air, and he was comfortable in his own skin, says CNBC anchor David Faber, who worked with him for years.
What you saw is what you got, and I think that's why people responded to him so much.
Haynes had an unflappable authority and credibility that served viewers well in difficult times like September 11th.
It's not accidental that the first tower just happened to collapse and then the second tower just happened to collapse in exactly the same way. How they accomplished this, we don't know.
Haynes sometimes projected a kind of genial, befuddled air, and he wasn't afraid to ask questions that might sound dumb. But behind the persona, he was an astute observer of Wall Street. He was an early skeptic about the dot-com boom, and in early 2009, after stocks had plunged, he was among the first journalists to say they had reached a bottom. Haynes was a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania Law School, and Faber says he could be a relentless questioner of guests.
It really was more about the answers themselves, or the lack thereof, that seemed to drive him nuts, and that then really sent him to that level where he became ferocious and an incredibly strong questioner.
A few years ago, Haynes clashed on air with Barney Frank, then the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, and Frank grew so angry he cut the interview short.
What you have collectively suggested, let's do nothing at all. Let's acknowledge that there
was... No, I have not
suggested
that.
I'm sorry, please stop interrupting me.
I am not going to let you...
You want to lose me?
I am not going to let you misrepresent what I...
But Haynes was no ideologue. He took on conservatives over tax policy. He squared off against economist Martin Feldstein when he criticized President Obama's plan to overhaul health care. Those exchanges could make some people on Wall Street angry. But when Haynes' death was announced this morning, traders at the stock exchange observed a spontaneous moment of silence. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.